Well, here we are. It's RPP 98.7. Your story counts. You're listening to Nanette Abbott. I'm very excited to be here today. It's our first ever show, and I am here with two beautiful co-hosts. I have the gorgeous Heather Lyon. Hi, Heather. Thanks for coming in today.
It's a pleasure. Looking forward to it.
And we have Simone Walsh, who's also here. So infectious. You'll be enjoying her company over the months to come.
Great to be here.
Fabulous. So today we've got a jam-packed, show where we're going to talk a little bit about what motivated us all to create this show. And what a little snapshot into our stories, although we'll go into more detail in each of our stories in the weeks to come, which should be fabulous. And we're going to be just giving ourselves a little snapshot on what our motivations are to be here, which is wonderful. So yes, now Heather, I have Heather Lyon. Now Heather has been a wonderful friend for a very long time. Heather was actually started many, many years ago adoring kids and a kindergarten teacher, but she worked her way through to become a CEO, but is also a budding artist and sculptor.
I am.
And she just absolutely adores her grandchildren and her children and is a very active mum and grandmother, isn't that right?
That's very true.
A wonderful community person. So we're very lucky to have Heather here. She's worked on a number of radio shows, including with myself a few years ago.
That's right.
Yeah, now we've got the cheeky little Simone Walsh over here. an incredible person who has been running her own company, hey, which is all about DNA.
Yes.
It's called Smart DNA. Mm. Quite a few people out there already know about it, I'm sure.
Yes.
But, genetics is just fascinating, isn't it? And we're all getting more and more excited about learning how our body actually ticks and what we've inherited.
Absolutely. It's so important to know. Have a path for preventative health. So it's for people that are unwell right now, but also people that want to have a preventative approach to health.
Yeah, and knowledge is power.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Yeah, it's not our fault that we, inherited our parents' genes.
That's right. It's the last bastion to blame your parents.
That's right. Oh, for sure, absolutely. Yeah. And how lucky are we that RPP has allowed us to come on their radio show.
Absolutely.
It's fabulous. Such a beautiful, setup here.
It is.
Wonderful resource. It is. It's just wonderful to be at.
And what a beautiful day it is today. I actually walked along the Mount Martha beach today and I just felt so blessed. It was like a pond of water, and there was no one on the beach and it was just beautiful walking with the dogs. So.
Yeah, we take it for granted, don't we, down here? Yeah,
The sun was shining. It was just soaking in that vitamin D. Mm.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 22 today.
22, so but like we said, it's already saying in Melbourne, increasing sunshine. Mornington, we're way ahead of the game.
That's right.
We already have sunshine. We are sunshine.
Yes.
Anyway, but it was interesting learning a little bit about RPP and exactly how far the transmission extends.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. But we've got our little receptor and it's on top of Arthur's Seat, if anyone didn't know.
I see that from my house.
Do you?
Me too.
Do you? So do I. Yeah. Not really.
I live underneath. I do. Yeah.
It's fabulous, isn't it? Mm. And so it extends right out so people can, tune in from all the way around the Bayside. But also northern Tasmania.
Wow.
Reaches right out there. So I'm picturing these people, zipping along with their four-wheel drive and their caravan behind them. They've been together for quite some time now, travelling all through Tassie. Right. They've heard every story about each other under the sun.
Yeah. They're over it.
They've come from, the Irish town. They're zipping up to the Rocky National Park.
Yeah.
And
They're off to Penguin.
They're off to Penguin and they sort of go, oh, God, if he tells me that story again.
Yeah.
And then they tune in and suddenly they find 98.7.
They find us.
They find us. And they go, shush, let's listen for a minute.
Something to say.
So if anyone in Tasmania happens to be listening, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We do have a new Facebook page called RPPFM. And that's Your Story Counts. So send us a message. We'd love to know.
Yeah.
Or maybe someone's sailing.
That's true. Out on Bass Strait.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's a mill pond.
Yeah,
that won't have much to do.
Or maybe
a little cup of tea.
Coffee. Mm.
Yeah. So send us a message.
Leftover hot cross buns.
That's true. Yeah.
I had a few of those actually.
That's right.
Over the Easter. I had more of them than Easter eggs.
That's so true.
It's nice when visitors bring them, you go, oh, great, and pop them in the cupboard. You've got already two dozen.
That's right. But I put them in the toaster with butter. Oh, my God.
Yum.
So nice.
Yes. Oh, my God, that sounds amazing. Now you're making me hungry, and it's only like, what is it, 10 past 10.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to start with a little song before we hear a little bit more about Simone's story. So here we go. This is Te Amo, and it's Rihanna. Let's go. Da, 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 da. Well, here we are. It's RPP 98.7, and you're listening to Your Story Counts. And I am here sitting in front of both Heather Loyne and also Simone Walsh. We're going to have a bit of a natter about, you know, what got us to this point where we wanted to set up this show. So, Simone, what does Your Story Counts sort of mean to you?
Well, I'm pretty passionate about people's stories. I think everybody's story counts. Mm. And when in my past, prior DNA, I had my own life coaching business for 10 years. And I really, part of doing that was to listen to people's stories.
Yes.
And a powerful thing to do is actually write down your story so that you can then look at it and get a different perspective on it. Because sometimes we get stuck in the story. And sometimes that story doesn't serve you anymore. And the other part of storytelling is I love listening to people's defining moments.
Yeah.
That's so powerful. Like one of my defining moments was when I was 25 and I just woke up one morning and I went, oh, my God, I can only look after myself. No one's going to look after me. And I cried for 3 days because I could not believe that someone is not going to look after me.
That we're here on our own.
But once I got over the tears, it actually became empowering because I got to see that I can take charge of my own life.
And you can make your own choices.
Yes, make my own decisions. So, yeah, so I'm very passionate about listening to people's stories. I think everyone can be inspired by them and learn from them. So that's
I think
why
there's an awful lot of wisdom that comes from being a life coach for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of stories in there.
There is, absolutely.
You know, and you learn from your own clients, don't you?
You do. You do. And you're only given what you can actually help.
Help.
Yes.
So, you're normally just a step ahead of them.
But you've been
Just.
Only just. Only by a week.
Exactly. And, you know, everything that I've been through has led me to where I am today, but it's also given me so many life lessons. I've learned so much. And, you know, with every negative, there's a positive. And you've just got to see the gift. And if you can see the gift, you can let it go. And it's getting people to that place where they can see the positive that's come out of the negative. And sometimes that's really difficult. But once you get them there, it's just second.
Why is it that some people find that easier than others? Do you know what I mean? Is that a DNA thing?
I don't think it's a DNA thing. I really can't answer that. Heather, you might have an answer to that, why you think it's...
I think it's about personality. And I do use... Myers-Briggs personality profiling a lot.
Yes.
And it's really interesting that different personalities see things so differently. See that, you know, we all see the world so differently. But some people are just optimistic no
That's
matter
true.
What. It's really interesting.
Well, actually, in your DNA, you do have a worrier and a warrior gene. So there are
people... Say that again. So a warrior or a warrior gene. I love that.
So there are people that are just made up of, and they worry.
Yes.
And then the people that have no, that don't worry. And so there is that genetic makeup as well that comes into it, and also the personality. And I think just the coping mechanisms, what's happened to you in your childhood, whether you've had trauma there, that it's a combination of a lot of things as to how we deal with them.
I think in the past it was a little bit of potluck, wasn't it? Like you say, if you seem to have that wonderful personality or genetic code or whatever it is, you seem to just come out of adversity. You're a survivor.
Yeah.
You know, you find the opportunity in everything, or you find the story in your head.
Yeah, you see the positive.
Yeah. You know, you just create another story for yourself.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And it's like, bring it on. The bigger the challenge, the more fun.
Yeah. And some people are deeper than others. You know?
They are. Yeah. That's true. It's about spirituality. There's spirituality, I guess. There's spiritual nature.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's what I've found in the work I've been doing with sensitive children, that they do angst more, but they can see possibilities more easily once they're helped. Mm. It's really interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But, you know, listening.
Same with adults. Yeah.
Listening is just so important. So people just want to feel heard. And sometimes just feeling heard can help them move on too.
Yes.
You know, they just want to feel understood.
Mm. And acknowledged.
Yes.
I think that they're pain acknowledged.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you think we're developing, because parents are very aware now of helping our kids with their emotional needs, do you think we're allowing our kids to have more tools, you know, so they're not just innately a survivor, they can learn how to be a survivor?
I think we're far more educated when it comes to emotional awareness, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And there's a lot more information available.
Yeah.
I mean, technology is amazing when people can actually search for answers and find them very easily now, whereas a couple of generations ago it was the library or perhaps a family member. Not as easy.
I know that I didn't feel like I had my emotional needs met as a child, and so I made a commitment when I had my son that was one of the things that I was going to do, and that's what I did. I made sure all his emotional needs were met, but funny enough, he didn't need them as much as I needed them, because he's been brought into a different environment. So it again is an environmental thing. But that was my main wish, that I wanted to make sure he had his emotional needs met more than anything.
Yeah. He's like, Mom, I know you love me. You told me three times today.
Yeah.
And that hug, well, you know.
Because I'll check into him and say, is there anything I'm not doing for you need right now? Yeah. What's missing?
Yeah.
And he's like, shut up, Mom. Nothing. I don't think.
Just go away.
Can you just feed me?
That's right. I want food.
Yeah.
And time to myself.
That's right. Time for myself. But and he's a big hunky you know, he runs his own gym, doesn't he?
So he just launched it today, actually.
Oh, did he?
I did.
Woohoo. Big congratulations.
He's all grown up now.
Yeah, that's right. He's wonderful. He's like 1% body fat.
I know, isn't he? Doesn't take after his mother, that's for sure. I wish he did. I'm working on it. It's a work in progress.
We're all late bloomers, you know.
That's right. My metabolism's gone to the Bahamas. I'm just going to go over there and get it and bring it back. Pina colada at the moment.
That's right. Can I come with you?
Sure.
I'll join you on that journey.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So, I think we're all in the same boat about that. It is about people being hurt, and that's the key. And then you learn.
Yeah.
And one of our passions for this show is that, you know, in the past, you know, stories were told.
Yes.
You know, that's how... Yeah.
They were painted on a rock.
They were painted on a rock.
Yes.
You know,
that's right.
Yeah.
And we don't do that anymore.
No, we don't. Why don't we do that? I think that's called graffiti.
That's called graffiti. Yeah, you can get fined for that.
Right.
You can get...
Yeah, we need to go back to that. Yeah, we need to draw people, like stick figures.
Yeah, I love stick figures. My clients know that. Yeah. Like every time they walk out with a stick figure, don't they?
They do.
Some sort of design. But, and I think by just simply telling stories here on Your Story Counts, hopefully there's something in there for someone.
Yes.
Who happens to be tuning in.
That's right.
And the wonderful part about community radio is that because of apps like TuneIn, if you haven't, heard of TuneIn, it's an app you can download and you can listen to any radio station out there.
Wow.
So you can be in any country in the world and still able to, you know, listen and learn from what's happening out there.
It's really connecting people.
It really is.
Yeah, that's right. And, New Leaf, New Beginnings is my web, and it was fascinating to see when you're on community radio how many people are tapping in from all over the world to listening through the web, you know. So opportunities out there to maybe change something and be inspired.
Mm.
Woohoo. Fantastic. So for you, Simone, so what do you do while you're hanging when you're not hanging out at community radio stations?
Right.
I'm a bit scared to ask.
Basically, Basically at work.
Yeah.
Right. I'm slogging it out. No, I have a, I own a global business, so a DNA business, and we look at gut health as well as your DNA. So we look at what you've inherited from your mum and dad, and in the areas of heart health, bone health, inflammation, diabetes, detoxification. We're helping lots of kiddies with autism.
Yes.
We don't deal direct to the public, but we deal through registered health practitioners like integrative doctors, naturopaths, dietitians, nutritionists, and they order our test. And they use it like as a standard protocol. You get it's like an X-ray for your body, but in terms of genetics, and then they can build a treatment platform from there around helping their patient.
Amazing. Fabulous.
It's all done through saliva, but the gut one is done through a fecal test.
Right.
Oh, that's
You got to poop.
That's
gut's that's so important.
It is,
isn't it?
Well, your gut and brain is your gut making you depressed. I mean, there's a lot science around that.
That's right. Yeah, is it your head or is it your tummy telling your head that something's wrong?
Yeah. So we sequence all the bacteria in your gut, so we get down to species level. So it could be like 2% of your gut bacteria that's causing the problem. But we find it.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. So it's really cool.
What a journey for you.
I know. I'm not a scientist.
And a big congratulations to you for doing this. You know, again, this is what we're talking about. Obviously, it's a trailblazing kind of journey for you. It hasn't, for what you've done, it hasn't been done before.
Well, the thing is, I had my own coaching business and I just wasn't getting the leverage because, you know, you have to sit in front of someone and you get paid.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, what could I do that could help lots of people and sell while I'm sleeping? So creating tests to the market.
Yep.
And now we've got this global business. And, you know, you wake up in the morning and people have bought a test in the US or in Spain or in the UK.
Wonderful? So they're healing while you're sleeping.
Yeah. That's exactly right. How cool is that?
That is so cool.
So it's
That's a big vision.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It is. It's a powerful tool.
Yeah, and have you got a lab or something in Monash?
Yeah.
Is that
right?
We've
got a lab in Monash. In Clayton.
Oh, in Clayton. Very good.
So that's where we do our DNA extractions.
Well, thank you for finding the time to come and hang out with us. So if you want to hear more about Simone's story, she's going to be here and we're going to be talking. It's going to be a show just about what you're doing.
It's all about
me. Just all about you. That's it. Don't we love that? On the 2nd of May.
Yeah.
So tune in on that day because we'd love to hear more and more. So, and the cheeky little question we have here is, which again I'm a bit nervous to ask you, is deepest, funniest secret?
Oh, well. See, the thing is with secrets, if they're funny, I want to tell everybody. So I don't think
it's a secret anymore.
But I do watch Bold and the Beautiful.
No. In between all of that, you watch Bold
because
and the Beautiful.
Because I tape it. You tape it and it's only 15 minutes out of your life a day.
Is it once you take out all the ads, it's just 50 minutes? That's hilarious. They're very highly
so
paid
funny.
Actors.
And my mum watches it too. So when we catch up for a coffee, it's like we're talking about real people that we know.
I have a friend who does that too. I can't believe it.
I know. So I don't tell too many people about it because, you know, I'm 49 and I'm watching Bold
You know
and
what? The whole of the Mornington Peninsula knows and northern parts of Tasmania.
Exactly.
That is. Well, you need a little bit of balance, don't you?
It's
lightness.
It's the drama because instead of creating your own drama in your life,
you just
I'd rather watch drama.
Totally.
I've learned that. It's taken me 49 years, but I've got there.
Yeah. That's
watch it rather watch than living
it.
It.
Don't live it. And then you can
or creating drama for others. It doesn't work.
No. That's right. Stay in your own little bubble.
That's right.
And then just see it on the big screen.
Exactly. I've learnt it. That's a secret, people. If you want to know, do that.
Yeah.
Watch Bold and Beautiful.
15 minutes.
Channel 10.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. It's like a prescription.
It 15 is.
15 minutes of Bold and Beautiful, you'll be fine.
Exactly. You take your supplements and you're bold and that's a secret to success.
Oh, my God. That's huge. That's just going to go viral, that one.
I know.
Yeah. And the first singer that you fell in love with. Here we go.
Barbra Streisand.
Oh.
She was very
special. Memories.
But the thing is, she knows how to tell a story.
Yeah.
Well, she knows how to sing a story.
Mm,
and she just does. Moves people. She moves me.
Yeah, she
does. I saw her live.
Mm.
She's just beautiful from the inside out. I just I just love her. So that's...
Yeah.
That's, and I just think that this complements what we're doing.
That's right.
You know, yeah. Telling stories, but...
Yeah. It takes you back, doesn't it? You think of Barbara Streisand, I think of Memories, yeah. And I think of Year 12. That was our last song.
Right. Well, see,
imagine we're all bawling our eyes out.
My mum was in love with it. So you know how you get influenced by your parents' music. Well, that was that and Neil Diamond and, you know...
God, good old Neil.
Yeah. Shirley Bassey, you know all those?
Yeah. I saw Neil Diamond actually in the UK about 10 years ago. Girls were still going crazy. He must have been like nearly 70.
Yeah.
He can do it. Good on him. Hey.
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so Barbara. Well, love Barbara.
Barbara. Yes. Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to play a little bit more music. We have Beth Hart, which is a friend of mine's favourite. So tell him to hold on. Well, there you go. It is RPP 98.7 and it's about 25 to 11. Geez, we're flying through, aren't we?
Yeah,
it's fabulous. Now, next off the rank, we have a pre-record actually from Jeff Nyson, our lovely Jeff Nyson, who is also a co-host that's going to be coming on our show. He's a little bit tied up today, as he would say literally. He's getting a stem cell treatment for his multiple myeloma. So the beginning of a bit of a process for him. He's been battling multiple myeloma for, a good year and a half, 2 years now, and he's been doing incredibly well. And talk about somebody who turns adversity into something positive. He's the true example of that. And, wonderful family, a couple of kids, a beautiful wife, and he recently... started from scratch with a festival, a local festival called My Mount Eliza Festival, and it was 5K run, 10K run, a beautiful band. I wasn't there. There was music.
Did you do the run?
Yeah, I did the 5K.
Did you? Did you walk
the run? I sort of walked more than I ran. Once upon a time.
A wan.
So it was a wonderful day. It was more of a community nattering day for me.
Right.
And
networking all the time. Yeah. Networking.
That's right. Networking. Lots of nattering. And there was jumpy castles there. They had the fire brigade. They had wonderful skate park going on. You know, it was, the ambience was magical. And it was all in support of multiple myeloma and Jeff Nyson's dream to begin this festival and continue to do it every year. So
fantastic.
A community of people came together, all volunteers, local lads, that said, come on, let's make this happen. And it was a much bigger project than he thought, but he pulled it off. So we did a little pre-record knowing that this was his big day. And it's him just telling us a little bit about his story, about the festival, but also going into, you know, his journey with multiple myeloma. And, you know, from this moment through till June, when he has the next challenge with stem cell treatment. So let's have a little listen in. So settle in with a cup of tea and enjoy a Jeff story. So here we go.
It's a great success, and we're taking a deep breath now. It's nice to be able to take stock of what we've done.
Yeah, I have to say it was an amazing job, an incredible day. I mean, the perfect weather scenario for us. We had, you know, it was about 25, 27 degrees, you know, overcast, so it wasn't too sunny. Beautiful music, an amazing ambience. Probably about, what do you think, 2,000 people there?
Yeah, we had a clicker counter on the gate, and they tallied up just over 1,000 people, which is what we're aiming for when we when we set our targets. 1,000 people to attend the entire day is what we wanted. We had that, but on top of that, we had 680 people registered to run, most of them being kids and young families, which basically brought our vision to real life.
I tell you what, the Mornington Peninsula really do bring up their kids to be fast runners. There were 5-year-olds passing me. It was ridiculous, the speed that they were going. I was just like, are you doing the 5K or the 10K? But it was great to watch. And you know what? I remember just only a year ago, or maybe just over a year ago, that we spoke, you know, in our kinesiology session, and you said to me, you know, how you just wanted to create a community forum where people could just firstly simply connect, secondly, learn more about multiple myeloma. Third was to, you know, raise some funds to educate and support families facing a similar journey. And on Sunday, you know, you did that.
Yeah, it came true, didn't it? We said early in the piece our values around wellness, empowerment, community. Wellness being individuals getting out there and really being the best that they could be from a platform of wellness. Because when you're as well as you can be within yourself, you can then empower others, you can empower yourself, and you can have an impact upon your community. And it's around that we tied up our values and they're on show for the day, you know, with everybody running to improve their fitness, eating, you know, the healthy food options, but it, you know, everybody snuck in a cheeky sausage as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely, we did.
But that's around mental well-being, isn't it?
That's it. All justified. I think I might have had two.
Well, why would you? And then, you know, community, everybody coming around to engage in that real community feel that was ever present on the day.
It was. And, the lovely conversations and the groups of different people coming together and just nattering, you know, quietly and happily as the day progressed. I mean, people were not leaving too quick, which was absolutely fabulous. So anyway, so what's next for you? Because we know you've always got an agenda. So, yeah. what's on the agenda for Jeff Nyson for the next few months?
Well, look, I'm going to spend the next couple of weeks taking a deep breath and spending some time, quieter time, hopefully, just with my family. Mm-hmm. We've got Easter coming up, of course, and we'll do our best to go away and again spend some time with the family. But then I'm rushing headlong into a stem cell transplant, mm-hmm. The first of two stem cell transplants that I'll have this year, starting in mid-April. So that's something I've got to get my head around and start, preparing for, if you can prepare for that.
That's right. I mean, you've been through it once before, which is not ideal, but at the same time, I guess at least you know with the first stem cell transplant as to what you're going to go through. Although, I don't know, does that help or not help?
Yeah, it absolutely does help because it takes away some of the uncertainty once you've done it. Mm. You know, there's stuff that can happen that you can't anticipate. But for the most part, I know I've done it before and I, you know, leverage that to give myself the confidence that I'll be able to do it and do it well again.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, you know, helps me maintain a positive mindset around it, albeit there's going to be great challenge throughout it, both for me and my family. But yeah. I guess that sets me up well for this one.
Yeah, for sure. And it's the June one that is probably the more challenging one, would you say, or exactly the same?
No, the second one in June is far more challenging, simply not because of the chemotherapy that I received, but the treatment in itself is actually a transplant where I received my brother's stem cells. So in fact, rather than resetting my immune system, we're basically implanting my brother's immune system. And the real challenge there is a disease known as graft versus host disease, where the introduced immune system can start attacking my body and impacting my body. So basically, they're introducing a new disease. Hopefully, the lesser of two evils, and you know, I'm hoping something that doesn't impact me too much, something that I'll be able to tolerate and manage.
Well, knowing you, Jeff, we do call you superhuman.
And, you do.
there's a few out there, and you know, you'll turn it into gold because that seems to be who you are. I mean, I've obviously known for a long time, and you know, this is really challenging, and you know, sometimes you don't feel that well, and, you know, obviously you've got to go and get, you know, incredible tests all the time and things like that. But I've never heard you complain, not once, although you deserve to complain. But, you know, you're out swimming, is that right? So people can find you out swimming either out sort of Shoreham Way or Mornington Way with a bunch of people. You know, you're cycling. I mean, you know, you look incredibly healthy, but you've, you know, it's challenging.
Yeah, you do your best to train, stay well, because, look, at the end of the day, of all the things in my life that I can and can't control, the stem cell transplant and my health that occurs around that, I can't control it. Mm. But what I can control is how well I feel in the lead-up and the way I conduct myself around that. So I try to put myself in a position where I'm in control of as much of my life as I can be. Mm. and invest my time in that space, because if I start investing my time in a space where I'm not in control, then that brings uncertainty and it brings fear, and I don't like to dwell in that space. Mm. I work away from it. So bring on the positivity, bring on the activity, and bring on the empowerment, I say.
So, yeah, so people can contact you who are going through something similar and want to connect and, you know, all those things we've talked about. They can, you know, get through to you through Facebook and blogging, is that right?
Yeah, look, I've got, my website first and foremost. If they jump on my website, it's jeffnison.com. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm present in Facebook as well, around Jeffrey Nyson, and my Facebook page, Empowerment, Wellness and Deliberate Living.
Fabulous. That's definitely worth checking in on. So, well, we're very excited to, you know what, have you on our team with your story counts. You'll be coming in whenever we can get you, which ideally would be once a month. So we can also have other amazing guests on that we can explore their story as well. You know, very excited to have you on the team. It's fabulous. So we'll be chatting with you again very, very soon. And you better get your music all lined up, because it'll be all our favourites, which could be a bit scary if that's Jeff Nyson's favourites.
Uh-oh. And then I feel excited and honoured to be able to join you on this adventure of radio. It's going to be great fun.
Absolutely. It's already great fun. It's already started. So thank you very much. And, yeah, it's just wonderful talking to you, Jeff. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Nanette. Have a great day.
Well, there it was, Jeff Nyson, something that we did a good few weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago. Lovely to be chatting with him, and we wish him well today.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. We're thinking of you, Jeff. Yeah, lots of love for sure. Wonderful talking to you. So now we're just going to be just playing a short little genre of Adele, When We Were Young. Well, here we are. It's RPP 98.7. That was the most beautiful Adele. Oh, Simone, you actually got to go and listen to her live.
I know. Yeah. So wonderful.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Such a memorable. It's one of those defining memorable moments in life.
She just connected with everyone. That was one of the things, isn't it? She makes people cry who are, you know,
she's
from
authentic.
All different trades, from different professions, different ages, every generation. She
connects to every generation.
Yes.
Everyone.
She speaks to them.
Yeah. I love the fact that in her story that she's actually an introvert.
Yeah.
So talking about the Myers-Briggs, what a ball would you have with her? But, you know, she actually, why I think she's so good is that she spent so much time on her own perfecting her art. Mm. And then she comes out and just, you know, totally entertained 60,000 people. Yeah.
Being herself, though, she was so funny, though. She just had made so many jokes.
Yes.
And
yeah.
She was a crack up.
Yeah, she was saying, look, I love you all, but I'd rather be at home on the couch eating Chinese. Yeah, I'm like, you know what? Fabulous. Yes. We all get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's done the hard yards. So now, Heather, you know, we just want to sort of, you know, move the energy over to you a little bit. No pressure.
Okay.
And, you know, again, you know, you're going to be committing some time to the show, and we're so lucky to have you here, and your story counts. What does that mean to you?
I think stories, I come from a family of storytellers. Mm. And my father was known as the keeper of the history of all the people in the district where he lived. So it was a small country town.
Yeah.
And so when people's family had, maybe their parents had died or they didn't know their family history, they could go to my dad and he could actually tell them about their family history, which was pretty amazing.
Fantastic.
So he was still doing that in his 90s. He'd have people who'd call in and say, look, could you tell me about my grandfather or about my auntie? And he could tell them. And, you know, lots of little stories about them. But also he could tell them who was related to whom and who went out with who but didn't get married. It was great. So gossip as well.
That sounds like Bold and Beautiful.
Right. It does.
So have you followed his lead in that way?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my children always used to say, Mum, you are so embarrassing. You know everyone and you talk to everyone.
You had a good mentor.
And then recently my daughter rang and she said, I have to tell you this. One of my daughters said to me, you are so embarrassing, Mum. You talk to everyone. She said,
so
I realised I'd become, I'd become you.
Yeah, so, you are human Facebook.
That's true. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
You create wonderful networks. Yeah. Yeah, and constantly referring, aren't you? So, you know, there's a link.
Yeah, a little bit of matchmaking as well.
Yeah, how many weddings?
Five weddings. Five weddings,
yeah.
Four children, yeah. But not mine.
Glad to hear that. But, yeah, and it's also, you know, interests. You connect people at an interest level.
Yes.
A professional level.
Yeah.
Yeah, people's needs. If you find they need something or a particular service, you sort of have someone in your head in a second.
I do.
Yeah, or from storytelling.
And I think maybe that's growing up in the country. Because we had no television. The telephone wasn't connected when I was very little.
Yes.
So, and we didn't have electricity, which is quite amazing now when you think about it.
Yeah.
And
it's like camping.
Yeah, it was.
I don't do camping.
You don't do. Yeah, you do glamping.
We had to go to bed early because the lights were the electricity.
That's why there were so many children back then.
Yeah,
there's nothing else to do.
I have 15 cousins on either side. I think attest to that.
I think we need to rebrand you and call it Ask Heather.
We
have the Ask Heather show.
That's right.
Yeah, that actually would be amazing.
If you've got a question for Heather, please contact us on Facebook.
That's right.
We'll answer
RPPFM. Your story counts.
And if I don't know, I might make it up.
Yeah. That's right. It'll be interesting anyway.
Like a Dear Dorothy.
That's right.
Could be frightening.
It could.
Yeah. So so your story counts as deep in your genes. Deep in your DNA.
It is.
So, and what do you do again while you're not co-hosting?
Okay, I do a few things actually. I was a bit hyperactive as a child, and I've continued into an adult. Into adulthood. So I'm at art school part time.
Mm-hmm.
I love painting, and at the moment I'm doing printmaking.
Wow.
But I like to sculpt too, so I can weld and...
So you're good with your hands.
Yeah.
We've heard about that. Rumours.
Yeah, that's right. Adaptive.
That's
right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I do coaching as well, but mostly... It's mostly been in the corporate arena, but now it's more personal coaching. Mm-hmm. So
fantastic.
I help people with their businesses and with personal challenges.
Yeah.
And I work with children who are sensitive. So that's one of my passions.
Fantastic.
You got two books that you're sort of
I'm
chipping away
at.
Yeah,
a couple of books. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which just a couple, you know, not one at a time or anything.
No.
Let's just have two on the go.
That's a hyperactive thing. I do a bit here, a bit there, and then it all comes together
and,
in the end.
And sculpt
while you're doing it.
In between sentences.
Type a couple of words, do a bit of sculpting.
Ring
a friend, phone a friend.
That's right. Help someone else out there over there with their business. Yeah.
So, yeah, get to the end of the day. What'd you do?
Actually, we could clone you. That could be... We could do a cloning project.
There we go.
Clone Heather.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll have multi-dimensional Heathers running around
with Heather dolls. Heather robots.
Yeah. We need more of you. And the children will be,
and my children will be going, oh, no, not what you're doing now.
No, not more. Not more mums around. One's enough. Yeah, so two wonderful books. I guess the one that I'm particularly interested in is the book about the sensitive kids.
Sensitive kids,
Because obviously that's a big part of what I do, is dealing with those sensitive kids too from a kinesiology point of view. Yeah. But you're really writing a book for people to understand their own kids and also themselves.
That's right. Fantastic. And the book's for teachers and parents, I guess, because being a sensitive myself, I realised that, and having been a teacher, that the education system doesn't really
support
them or cater well. So
Now, what would be your secret, your funniest secret that you don't want the world to know, but you're about to tell everyone?
Look, I've got a couple.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I probably have several, actually. Yeah. And sorry to those people out there. No, I will not tell.
We won't bring up names.
Yes, that's right. No names. No names. I think one of them, I was thinking about it, was I once delivered a calf.
A calf?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I was a farm girl and then...
How old were you when you did that?
Oh, well, I was actually...
I mean, they started them young back then.
Yeah, no, we went back farming when I was in my 30s. So I was in my 30s when I delivered it, but we couldn't get a vet and I kept thinking, right, I need to do something here. So I delivered the calf.
Right, good.
And but I can tell you more and when I... Tell my full story now.
That's right. That's it. So next week, would you believe, we get a whole show.
Right. All about Heather.
All about Heather.
I think we need to the rest of the year, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Get in Heather's story.
That's right.
I think it's going to take that long.
Exactly. which dimension of Heather is it going to be today? Right. That'd be fascinating, actually. And we could probably use up a whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you guys so much for coming in. And would you believe we're already at the end of our first show of, Your Story Counts on 98.7. We will be back next Tuesday at 10 o'clock with Heather and I to hear more about your wonderful books that you're writing and some of the brilliant work that you're doing. So thank you again. It's a beautiful sunny day out there. It's now 11 o'clock and I'm going to hand over to the news. So we have next Beyond Infinity, Piers Cunningham.